Marissa, where have you been?
Adam!
Where have you been?
Where have I been? Where have you been?
I've been outside in my car. I've been texting for 4 weeks, 3 weeks, asking you, like, when are we going to pod? When are we going to pod?
I've literally just been sitting at this table for 4 weeks trying to receive texts that you were alive.
Fuck. Oh, I hope our audience can forgive us.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too.
Speaking of which, hi, guys.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Welcome to Natural Disasters.
That was a teleplay by Adam Ravulis and Marissa Ross.
Actually, it was just by you. You came in with
that. I did.
He came in saying he had a hot joke.
We're here. This isn't a full episode. This is a...
This is an update, an announcement
this,
episode.
Yeah, this is a 0.5, a half.
Well, this is... Okay, so I guess we'll just... So Adam and I, you know, when we first started doing this podcast, it was just something fun we wanted to do. And then we realized that this is something we really enjoy doing. So we hate to tell you this, but we are going to be taking an even longer break.
Yeah. Please, please, please don't hate us because the break is going to be worth it.
Yes. So we are going to be taking a break until after the holidays, until about mid-January to work on our format structure. Do a bunch of research. We're going to put together some merch, start a Patreon, and all sorts of things, and come back in 2019.
Yeah, better, stronger, faster, all of those things.
Yeah, we're going to be...
2019.
2019.
Oh, I thought you said 2018.
No, I think I said 2019.
Oh, 2019. I can't even believe that. Woof. That's crazy.
I know. I also don't like saying 20 whatever. I like saying 2000 still.
But that's incorrect, technically.
I know. So is GIF and GIF and
yeah.
Whatever.
Anyway... So yeah, we're so the way we've been sort of rolling the podcast the last 20 episodes is, as I'm sure you couldn't tell, but
it was absolutely
it was a little by the seat of our pants.
Yeah, it was very much by the seat of our pants.
But that was because, you know, we were testing, not testing. I don't want to say testing, but we were learning, and there was a huge learning curve. And now we're going to take a little break, and it's going to be hot. You guys are going, it's going to be exciting.
Well, let's not. I mean, let's not amp them up too high.
Oh no, it's going to be. I mean, can a podcast win a Peabody?
It's going to be...
Because we're going to win a Peabody.
Yes, and a Pulitzer.
And a Pulitzer. Same and here. A James Beard.
Oh, definitely James Beard. Like, that's already... I already bought them over.
Oh, cool.
Like,
yeah.
I already
paid
them off.
Oh,
like,
awesome.
That's
awesome.
Fine. No, I mean, no matter what, we just wanted to be more structured and a little bit more informational and still be carefree and fun.
Yeah, so we're even though we're not going to be potting for the next couple months, we will be working. So
we'll probably be working harder than we've worked since May.
At least maybe my entire life, to be honest.
Yeah, I know, really. So we're really excited about some things that we're going to be, you know, implementing. And something else we really want to do is we want to hear more from you guys in terms of like what sort of episodes you would like us to cover. Or I guess topics you'd like us to cover.
What
in
are you
episodes.
Interested in? What confuses you? What is the thing where you're like... I don't want to say you're embarrassed to ask because I don't want you to be embarrassed. But
never be
like,
embarrassed.
But like, what are the things that you're like, I went into this wine shop and this person said this ABC and I was wondering what is ABC because I would love to know what they were talking about.
Totally. So we also want to start taking user submissions for topics for episodes. If you have any questions about certain subjects or wines or techniques or whatever, we'd love to hear from you so that we can start serving you guys better. And you can submit your topics on our Instagram, just DM us at Natural Disasters Pod. And yeah.
Yeah. And we'll be back. And like Marissa said, it's going to be exciting. I think we're going to have some merch. We're going to have it's going to be fun. We're going to potentially have some live shows coming up at some point. It's been talked about. It's been talked about.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
So yeah, having fun and see where this goes. Cause I don't know if we expected what to happen, but I think we're,
Yeah, I think that, you know, like I said earlier, we just kind of did this because we wanted to have fun, but I think Adam and I both believe we have something special.
I mean, it's weird. I'm not used to this in my life, but I've had people stop me.
What, love?
Yeah, I've never had love, but no, my wife loves me a lot.
I know, Kate loves you a lot. I love you too, and so does your son, kind of.
I don't know yet. he has double pink eye right now, so...
Probably doesn't love anybody.
No, he's pretty upset. No, I was going to say that like people will stop me at places and it's really flattering. And I apologize to anybody if I'm awkward or uncomfortable or you think I'm being rude. I just am not used to that type of thing. And my weirdness comes out in public.
Well, it's cool because over the next month and a half, I will be giving Adam some personal lessons on how to. No, I mean, I love when people come up to me. So don't be afraid to come up to either one of us. Adam and I are both like so stoked that you guys love the podcast as much as you do. And it's really, really exciting and inspiring and motivating for us. Because I don't think that if we hadn't heard from so many of you and like,
yeah, absolutely.
If we hadn't gotten the response, your guys' reviews and like compliments and DMs and just everything that you guys have, and even your criticisms have like really motivated us to want to be better and like do more with this. And so thank you so much for your support so far. I think that neither one of us like expected it.
No, honestly, I was expecting, my expectations of this was, like, five people would listen. Two of those people would be, like, my mom and my wife.
And the other two would be my dogs.
Yeah. And
the,
like,
and then the third or the fifth would be me.
And no one would review it. No one would talk. And I'm really, really appreciative and flattered that people like us. I don't know. It's weird. I'm not, like I said, it's not a, I'm not used to people liking me.
Yeah, that's because you cultivate a meme community of conflict. I love people loving me. Just got back from therapy because it's Thursday. So, yeah, you know,
Therapy Thursdays.
So yeah, we're really excited about the possibility of what's going to be next for us. So we don't want you to think it's ending. It's evolving.
We're
like going into our first cocoon to become a new butterfly.
Yeah. And I made the quip earlier when we were talking about this. I was like, John Oliver takes a couple weeks off. Not that we are of any...
No.
Not even close to his skill or what they do, but it's okay to take a little bit of time off.
Of course, there's a
doesn't
very...
mean we're going... God, do you and I have such fear of abandonment that we're assuming that all of the listeners have a fear of abandonment, and so we're like trying to coddle them into being... So we're like, don't worry, we're not going anywhere, I promise, because you and I are afraid of
people... I just think that people start podcasts and then abandon them all the time.
Okay, all right, so I'm being too psychological.
But that is also maybe an abandonment issue.
Yeah. We will be back.
We will be back. So yeah, that's that. Please, send us your, subject topic for episodes, at Natural Disasters Pod on Instagram. I just want to like keep it all there. So that way I know
we can go back. And,
yeah. So we can go back because a lot of times like people will Instagram, like DM
me,
Adam,
DM or, you.
Yeah. And then it's like, it's hard to keep track of it all. And Since I somehow am the straight man of this operation, it's easier for me to have them all in one place. So there's that. But while we're here, Adam, how's things?
Good. Just got back. I went on a family vacation to Greece, to Pylos.
How was it?
It was interesting. It's a very far, far place. It's like we traveled far. It's real far.
Yeah, it was like 22 hours.
Well, we had a 15-hour layover because we traveled with a child. We traveled with my son, who's 9 months old. And so when we bought the tickets, we contemplated, because we had to drive from the airport once we landed in Greece, like an hour and a half to get to where we were going. And it was an 11-hour flight to London, and then a 4-hour flight to Kalamata, and then a 1.5-hour drive to Pylos, where we were going. And so we thought it'd be best if we had a layover in London and stayed in a hotel so that maybe we could get him to sleep and relax. That was way too much information for people.
No one, yeah. I'm already.
So that's why it took so long. But it was a long trip, but it was great. We were in a region that is known for its olives. So olive oil and olives everywhere. It's right on the coast on the Ionian Sea. So a lot of seafood, a lot of fresh fish, a lot of sardines.
Did you do that thing that everyone from Portugal, like when they come back from Portugal does, where they bring like a billion fucking little tins of fish?
They don't do tinned fish in Greece.
I'm so over the tinned fish thing. I'm like,
really? I like them.
I mean, I'm just tired of it.
But they don't really do. They eat fresh fish.
I'm just tired of seeing it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I get it. You went to Portugal. Like, all right.
This more like we came back and I was like, you eat so clean there. Like everything is just like olive oil, fresh vegetables, fresh fish on a wood fire grill or like just grilled.
That sounds great.
So like after like 2 weeks of eating that, everybody was like, I feel so lean. And
you're like, I feel like I need Taco Bell now.
Everything you just felt so clean. Everything was so clean.
Sort of like drinking a good natural wine.
Yeah. I drink a lot of ouzo. Which I'm a big fan.
I don't know if I've ever had ouzo.
Oh, that's weird. My phone went off. I never have it on. It's like pastis. I like pastis. It's the same flavor as like Ricard or...
Oh, maybe I have had it. I don't know. Usually by the time of night that I'm having those sorts of drinks, I've already had...
Well, I think the Greek Americans consume it in a different manner than the Greeks. The Greek Americans drink it like a straight, like a shot almost.
Like grappa?
Kind of. Like they drink it neat and they'll do shots of it and stuff.
Or Greek, like Russians and vodka.
Yeah, exactly. The Greeks, they drink it very similar to the way a lot of cultures drink pastis, where you sit down, they give you like a little bucket of ice, a little glass, a bottle, and you just sort of, it comes in little 500 ml bottles, and a 500 ml bottle, the way they measure that is it's supposed to take 1 hour for two people to drink. And I loved that was like, when you're like, oh, is that how, what? And they're like, oh, that's for two people, 1 hour. Like they measure it by
I like that.
Who you're with and how long it'll take.
That's kind of
a full bottle is like, oh, four people, 2 hours. And so, yeah, I really liked that. I thought it was very, there was like everything slowed down. Like that's the cliche, right? We got there and it was just like, whoa. Like,
well, that's like really easy when you're in the country and you're not having to work.
Yes, of course. We were clearly on vacation.
That's nice.
But it felt like vacation.
I would like that one day.
It was good. It took like a couple days to adjust to that. But
to the Ouzo or to the vacation?
Because your mind is in like LA mode and you're like, go, 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 go. It takes a couple days for it to be like, it's okay.
You don't need to be answering emails.
Yeah, or doing anything.
You kind of did, but it's fine. We won't go into that.
You don't have to be doing stuff. You don't have to. You can be relaxed and subdued.
Yeah. Real quick, I do want to mention the wine that we're drinking, only because I'm really surprised. Like, so, you know, something we've talked about on the podcast in the past is like stability of wines. Right now, we're drinking the Gudegal. How do you pronounce that?
Atanasius.
Gudegal Atanasius.
Maybe I'm just saying that because I was just in Greece. Atanasius.
It's the one with the really handsome guy on
it's
the front.
Red,
it's
right?
The rot. But they have a bunch of reds though. It's the rot. It's their. It's the 2017.
I thought I don't know their wines well enough, but I thought that there was like a red blend, and then there was mono varietal, and for the red blend they do the rot. And then for the, they'll do like, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know their wines.
Yeah,
well
I don't
enough.
Know. I don't know their wines well enough. I mean, I know their wines because I like drinking them, but I'm just not that.
This is the one that has
the like, handsome, yeah, the chiseled
little,
guy
the little
on
sexy
it.
Sexy man on the
front. The sexy man on the front. Not the one that looks like old John Hamm.
No, this is
this
like.
This is the sexy young model guy.
This looks like a guy that gives makeup tutorials on YouTube.
Yes, absolutely. But like also. You might have a chance of fucking him. I don't know.
Well, he's wearing fantastic makeup.
I mean, he's not wearing fantastic makeup on the label, so I think I'd want to fuck him. That's beside the point. The reason I'm bringing it up is because I opened this wine last night while I was writing. I probably opened it around 9, and right now it's what? It's 3 o'clock the next day.
Yeah, it's
drinking
still perfect.
Tasting fucking awesome.
Yeah, fresh and bright and
it's
alive.
Fresh and bright. It's so great fruit notes on it. And, you know, something that Adam and I think are both really, you know, passionate about supporting is like stability in natural wines and like proving that they're not, you know, it's not as some people would say, like you just wake up every morning and you just wish that there was a day without mouse. Like you can find great wines in the natural wine world that last a long time. And this Gudegal is really hitting the spot. It hit the spot last night. I was actually scared. I was like, oh no, like because it was so delicious last night and really just kind of a perfect late night writing wine. And I was like, oh no, like I hope, like because I couldn't finish it. And I was like, fuck, I hope this is good tomorrow. And it is.
No, I think it's drinking beautifully.
It's drinking beautifully. So, yeah, that's exciting. I'm trying to think of anything exciting that I have to talk about. I have not gone to Greece, so that's crossed out. Can't talk about that. Just been writing. Just living the Marissa
you have
Ross.
A big, I don't know if you're supposed to talk about it, but you have a big piece that's coming out.
Yeah, in February.
Which is
We shouldn't hype it up yet, considering I'm still on the second draft of it.
But you're writing a big piece.
Yeah, so I've been writing. So I've been working on this 1,500 word essay.
Yeah.
For the February issue, that I'm really excited about. So that will be cool. So everyone definitely check out the February issue of Bon Appetit when it comes out. Hopefully I'll still be working there. I have any reason that I would be fired, but you never know. I mean,
speaking of fired, should we talk? I was going to talk about Action Bronson, but then I was like, why do I want to talk about
that? I don't want to talk about him. He does not. Why? What? No.
I don't know. I just thought it was weird that he was fired from.
I don't think he was Vice. Fired. It was like obvious that there had already been problems. I don't want to talk about him. No, thanks. If you could see me right now, my palm is stretched out.
She's doing talk to the hand.
I'm doing talk to the hand, but what I'm just meaning is I'm like pushing that as far away from you as possible. I'm very into the new Young Sinatra Logic album.
Really?
You don't like it?
I haven't listened to it. I'm not really a huge Logic fan.
Oh, I love it.
I'm a huge LeBron James fan. I went out and bought myself a shiny new Lakers
hat. I know. Look at you with your very long hair. It has been a long time since. It's weird. This is the longest we've gone without seeing each other.
Yeah.
Since like May.
Weird.
Yeah.
I consistently have a Lakers hat. And it was time to buy a new one. And this is really exciting information for everybody. It's black with the white on the front, the black and white Laker hat, real hard to find. So when I found it, I almost bought two.
You should have probably.
Yeah.
Saved it.
Not easy to find.
Yeah. My camera got dunked in a hot spring, so I don't have a camera anymore.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. It's just a cool $3,000 that I need to spend that I don't have because I don't have water coverage on it.
That's a thing?
Insurance doesn't cover water damage. And this is the second one I've lost water damage. I'm like, God damn it.
You should get, I know it's retrospect. And I was like, do they make like a case that's waterproof?
I don't know. No, it should never have gone in the water to begin with. What happened was my dog.
Is your lens okay?
No. I mean, I have multiple lenses, but my 20 is fucked. But the point is that we were in Mono Hot Springs. I was trying to have a vacation.
Yeah.
But it was only for like 2 days. You can't really turn off then.
No.
Anyways, we're going
right
down.
Right when you turn off, you got to come back.
Yeah, exactly. So we're coming down this path, and it's all muddy, and Call was like dragging Ben. So Ben took Call off the leash, and I had like my backpack full of like my 35mm camera, like film camera, and then my Polaroid camera and all my shit. And then I had my digital camera on my shoulder, and Kalijah came running down this mud path and then just saw our buddy in the hot spring and like not even looking because he doesn't like water. Ran right into the water. And I'm like, oh no, because he doesn't like swimming or anything. So I put my camera down on top of my homie Chris's bag next to the hot spring to get Kaw out of the hot spring. And then I kind of forgot because then I was like dealing with my hot, wet, muddy dog.
Yeah.
And then Chris picked up his bag then the camera went no, not even flying. It just thunk. So anyway, so that was cool.
For people that don't know, Marissa is a pretty astute photographer. No, it's true.
I just spit all.
Yeah, I was being serious. All the photos that you see on our Instagram and a lot of the photos that you see on her articles in Bon Appetit are taken by Marissa.
Yeah.
She is a very skilled photographer.
Not anymore because now I don't have a camera. Anyway, so that's something that no one cares about. Now we're even. So no one cared about how long it took you to get to Greece with your baby, and no one cared about how my camera.
That note, and on get that, excited get for excited. Season two.
Yeah, because get excited for season two because it is going to be more structured. I mean, I'm sure that there will still be a lot of Rick and Morty references and talking about, going back though to what I said, the Logic album's great. It's like one of my favorite albums of the year.
I'll listen to it.
It's really fucking good. They do have Wu-Tang on one of the
listened to that song. Yeah.
It's the first time that Wu-Tang, though, has all gotten back together, which is kind of cool.
Does Wu-Tang work without ODB?
I mean, technically.
Isn't that kind of.
Literally, yes, because they are working.
No, you know what I mean.
I know.
You know what I mean.
I don't know. Like, I like Method Man.
But does like, it's kind of like.
And Ghostface, I don't know.
It's like when, Adam Lampert. Like, was the lead singer for Queen or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, are you really
Queen?
Or
it's like when John Stamos was in the Beach Boys.
Or like, or what's his name wasn't in the Beach Boys.
No, yeah, Brian Wilson.
Left.
Left. And John Stamos was at one point a part of.
Right. Is it really the Beach Boys? Is it really?
8-year-old me believed it was the Beach Boys plus Full House. So yes, goddammit. Anyways, no, the Logic album's great. So yeah, season two. Won't have as much of this, maybe. Probably will still have a little bit of this. So enjoy it while you have it. Or if you've already stopped listening, that's fine too.
All right.
Yeah. So anyways,
We did 20 minutes. All right. I think that's good.
Yeah. That's good.
Good ramble.
Yeah. That's a good ramble. All right. Well, we'll see you guys in 2019.
Yeah.
Send us
happy, safe holidays.
Yes. Happy, safe holidays.
Oh, you should give them your tip. Marissa has a great tip for the holidays about wine.
What tip?
Buy a case.
Oh, that was my tip last year. Yeah. Oh. I was like, yeah, that was last year. So last year and last year's Thanksgiving issue of Bon Appetit, I was like, instead of worrying about pairing everything, like I love pairing because my husband does all the cooking and then I do the wines, but that allows me the time and capability to like think about
right.
wine pairings and like, you know, doing this whole thing. A lot of people don't have that time or, you know, like, or they're cooking and having to deal with wine, whatever. Just buy a fucking case of a great light red.
Like a Beaujolais.
A Beaujolais, a Poissard, even a Pinot Noir, like
spend
a French
under $30 a bottle. If you can get away with it, spend like $15 to
$20. Exactly. And like buy a case of it. And then not only can you use it for your holidays, like in terms of like things you're hosting at your home, but you can also take it places. You can use it as a gift. It's like,
I thought that was brilliant. Cause you know, you get invited sometimes last minute
yeah.
or you forget or you're busy and you're going to somebody's dinner party for Thanksgiving, Christmas. And you're like, oh shit, are we going to stop at the store and get a bottle of wine? And then you next thing you know, you're stopping at like the Ralph's down the street from the house you're
Which
going
is-
to. And you're like, what are we going to buy? Oh, this is so embarrassing. They think of me as the wine person. And now,
I'm
showing up with like fucking Stag's Leap or something.
Yeah.
And you know that one uncle is really excited to see Stag's Leap. But anyway.
That one uncle is going to drink all of it and it's fine. Actually, your work there is done. Maybe that's not the worst way to
but
do it.
But having that case is so smart because then you don't have to think about it. You're like, just grab that Beaujolais. Bring it. You know you have it. You know it's there.
And you know that you enjoy it.
Exactly.
Because you don't know what else is going to be wherever exactly. you're going. And also, you know, then you just don't have to think about it.
I think it's so smart. It's brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you. So that's a hot holiday tip that we threw in at the end that no one is probably going to listen to. We're going to have to put in the description like hot holiday tip at the end.
That's what we know. We should just call this episode Marissa's Tips and Tricks for Holiday Drinking.
No. Oh my God. Everyone would fucking hate us. That's my hot tip for the holidays. But
and that was Marissa Ross's tips and quips about holiday drinking.
Have you seen, did you ever watch like Kyle Mooney and Beckett's like old YouTubes before they got on SNL?
Is that where it was
SoCal Crickets?
Yeah, it was like public access almost.
Kind of, yeah. But they had a thing called SoCal Quick Hits, and that's what I feel like right now, but not as funny.
He ended up doing that for a little while on SNL.
They did it like twice, and I was like so excited. And obviously, the national audience was not ready for SoCal Quick Hits, but
it was pretty funny.
It was hilarious.
It was very niche, though. They do a lot of jokes about with Boston accents.
Someone would say that we're very niche.
Okay, you're right. You know? Anyway,
that doesn't make it not good.
That's true.
You know? Anyways, we're not going to be so niche when we come back. We're going to come back super mainstream, drinking fucking Stag's Leap all fucking day, talking to uncles.
Yeah. Our first guest is going to be uncles.
We
all of them.
We actually only want
uncles.
Subject suggestions from your aunts, and we only want uncle guests.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Natural disasters, aunts and uncles edition.
Yeah. That's not going to be our first one back. All right. Well, we love you guys, and we'll see you in the new year. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
And
all right.
Thanks for sticking with us.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Ciao. That was like the most annoying chow in the world. Like I'm very embarrassed about it, but it's fine. We're going to keep it because I'm living my truth. And once you do something, you stick with it. It's fine. Chow.